Okay, everyone. It's time to get started. I'll just wait a second until everybody found a seat. So I'll pick Stefan. I need a friendly face to talk to. It helps me a lot, these situations. I'm very happy to see you all there and that it's finally happening because it was a lot of work and a lot of effort I put into this, and it's good to see everything falling in place, which wouldn't happen like this without all the incredible help I had from my volunteers who are making, like my mother and my mother-in-law who are creating the coffee and the front desk volunteers. The video team, the attendees, of course. Without you, we wouldn't need to do it. And I also, I'd like to create, like from the beginning, is not a we versus you feeling, but it's all about us communicating together. So it's like everybody is part of this. Some have a more active role, some are more passive, but I'm sure we will. Talk and meet and be active in different ways. With this, I want to thank the venue, because this venue worked out really well and I really like it. And they were friendly and supportive. And I must thank my wife, who can't be here yet, but she had the most trouble with the conference. I got to thank David Barlow, who is kind of waiting for me to make work for him, but he was very understanding that I was taking over. He's my client. He was very understanding that I need time to organize this. And he was, from the very beginning, he had my back, so I'm really happy about that. And his company, Font Bureau, is a big sponsor, as well as the GIMP team, who is here with a big group. So I'm really happy about that, because this is the kind of stuff that really helps to make things happen. You really need to have some support, also financially. And also the other sponsors, our local Linux distribution, OpenSUSE is a sponsor, and B1 Systems is a sponsor. And Google actually is a sponsor also in the bigger tier. So also thanks to them. I also want to say hello to our lovely viewers outside at the devices, because we are going to live stream the LibreGraphics meeting, and I think that's also incredible. And I hope that we get some more attention with that. And that's the right place to, especially to the remote viewers, suggest to find the donate button on the website, because we are always short of money, and we will remind you of that option periodically. In this welcome thing, I mainly want to do some organizational stuff, so that you kind of know the most important things. There will be some jobs available. I think we will maybe have someone sitting here and helping the presenters to keep their time, but I see I also have a big timer here, so maybe it's not so important. That's really cool, actually. And maybe you have some other tasks, but we also have the volunteers, and we'll see how that works. We have a lot of drinks and coffee and stuff like that, and we decided to give them all out on a donation basis. We give a recommendation about how much you could give us to enjoy. What's that? Oh, nice. Get to log in. Yeah, because I'm not using. Yeah, perfect. Oh, nice. Oh, that's not right. That's right. Okay, cool. The sponsors again. Thank you. Where was I? Organizational stuff. Oh yeah. So donations. We especially like the event is more or less covered, I think, with the sponsoring. But donations will go especially to reimbursement. So we'll help all the speakers and all the people who have an active role in this conference to be here. So that will be definitely a meaningful contribution. And oh, the drinks are on a donation basis. The shirts and the bags are also on a donation basis. They're a bit more expensive than I expected, but they are printed in a local shop. Very nice people fair trade, ecological materials. So it's good quality. And I think I need to wiggle my mouse a bit from time to time. And we have at the front desk lists for the workshops and lists like for if you want to participate in a workshop, you should write your name in the list. And we have two off-site workshop rooms, and we'll decide on the day of the workshop, or maybe, well, we'll see how the lists develop, where the workshops are. The other two rooms are down the street, and then on the right, and then on the left, and on the right side, there's the Südstadt Forum, and they have two workshop rooms that we can use for two workshops. And then in this building, we have a workshop room down there, which we'll host one workshop, and this room will mainly host the Birds of a Feather meetings, because this is the best option left for these things. If you want to go to a workshop, go to the front desk and write your name down. And lightning talks the same. We also have a list for lightning talks at the front desk. We have a matrix chat that I would suggest you use to keep in touch with each other during the days here. This is definitely like if you want to talk to everyone, it will be a better choice when everyone is on the chat. I also want to say that I believe in the community flair of the event. So if something goes wrong, please, you know, you are part of the event, please help us. But, you know, I see you. I think that will work out very well. I'm way too quick. I thought this would take longer. Anyways, Saturday evening, I had planned a party, but the venue didn't work out for us. So now we have a big room in a restaurant in the city, which is walkable from here, in Bruderherz, where a lot of people can't fit in. But they ask us to give them some numbers, how many people will show up, and what you consider to eat there. So we have another list at the front desk where you can
this one instead.
Change?
Yes. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome. It has a suggestion of meals that they will serve to us. They made a reduced menu. And they just asked that for that for planning. So that would be incredible planning help if you could just tell us if you plan to be there on Saturday evening and what you presumably want to eat. This is not, you don't have to order that, but it's, you know, a ballpark for planning. The other evenings are not planned either, so we can try to come up with spontaneous ideas. The weather should get better during these days, and we have in this part of Germany, we have a beer garden culture, and they are all open now, and we have a lot of cool outside choices, definitely, where we could just pick one. There are a lot, like today, for example, if you are out for a party, we should go to Zetbau. They have a techno party, and the beer garden is open, and the punk concert. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Or we choose a beer garden in the city, which will be not that much people, but still. Drinks shirt, I told you that. The production stuff of the Liberal Graphics meeting, which you're seeing there, the intro and outro clips, the badges, which I don't wear right now, all of that was created with Libre software, and a lot of it has a website as a source, so there's web-to-print aspects by that, but also there are aspects of web-to-video. I used Inkscape, I used GIMP, I used Scribus, I used FFmpeg. So this is definitely created with all the tools we are going to talk about, and I just wanted to make sure that you know that. The video team is getting from the website. I structured data so that they can time all the talks. So the poster, Inkscape, mainly. All of the fonts you see in the design is just one font. It's Roboto Flex, a parametric variable font, and I need to mention that because I'm working for the guy who made these fonts is my client. And it's one font file, and you can use it for everything. It's an incredible technology. And it's free software. So I just wanted to tell you that. And lastly, reimagination. It's uncommon for the LGM. I think I didn't see in the past editions that we had a big motto for the conference, but I gave it a motto. I decided to do so. It's called reimagination. And we have in the program some sessions about that will be about the theme. And it's basically community building and figuring out what the future of the LGM will be and how to go on with it. We will have, directly after this talk, I'll be back on stage, and we'll have another presentation about what we are going to plan with that. So I'm not going to reach too far in the future. But I want to prepare you that we have a theme covering that. And I think for my welcoming speech, that's the thing. So thank you. So this will be a bit longer break. You want to spont? Yeah. So that's Simon. He will help me with the reimagination session, and he wants to spontaneously use the time that we have. So.
That works. Not yet, but here we go. Great. Yeah, Simon, my name. Lasse already said that we need to say thank you to so many people helping that this conference actually takes place, but he forgot one person. That's him. So maybe a warm applause to him. Thanks. And this is how I ended up here, actually, because I thought, okay, that's a really cool event. It's not so far away from where I live this year, so I will join. And then I somehow figured out that the whole Orga team is basically him. And I thought, okay, let's try to get this community back to a more vivid state, more living. And to be honest, I actually don't know anybody here in person, I think. There are one or two people I might have communicated online, I think. I'm not sure about how is it with you, if you know everybody here and I'm the only new guy, or if, yeah, I see some heads shaking. So maybe have a look around to the left, to the right, and see if there's a face you don't know, introduce yourself. Just like 5 minutes. Say hi to your neighbors in front of you, back to you. If you don't know yet, introduce yourself. What's your name? Where are you from? Okay, can I get your attention again, please? I heard lots of people talking, so I hope you introduced yourself to some new people. Maybe found some new friends already, at least for the next upcoming days. Exchange maybe some thoughts, some ideas of common interest in Libre graphics or something like that. And I think it's time for a break now, as Lasse said, until we will back here on stage to dive a little bit deeper into how's the state of the community currently and what are some ideas we envisioned for the future. And this break, I mean, you've heard there's coffee, there's drinks there, and obviously the other people. So maybe you want to introduce yourself to just another bunch of people you haven't met right now because they were sitting on the other side of the room, yeah? Use the opportunity, introduce yourself, and maybe somebody wants to come to me and say their name, that would be great as well. And see you in a while. We start with next at 45, don't we?
15, yeah.
Or 15, what is it? Yeah, 15.
10 minutes.
10 minutes break.
I have a question.
Sure.
For Lasse, probably.
Yeah.
Where is the typical place for buying an umbrella here?
The typical place to buy an umbrella here. Yeah, that's more a question for Lasse than for me, because I'm not from here. Yeah, train stations close by, that you, direction.
You go down there, is Aufsatzplatz. There's a shop called Wörl. They have everything. They, no, it's not called Wörl, it's Woolworth. Woolworth. It's getting better tomorrow, and it will be fine on Friday.
Yeah, weather's getting better, but still, train stations purposely closes to get everything you need. Okay, then see you in 10 minutes.
Thanks.